Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. Dun, dun, dun. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Thank you for pointing.
Was that dramatic enough for you?
It was very dramatic.
Oh, yes.
That's why I was like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that was my drama voice.
Except every time I do that, I think of the Muppets Haunted Mansion. And he's like, there's the two, and the one goes, dun, 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 dun. And he's like, no, not dun, dun. Yeah.
Ah, the Muppets.
I love the Muppets. Anyway, how are you, Brandon?
I am decent. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Mm-hmm. And present.
Good.
And, yeah.
You're all right.
How about yourself?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm all right. Here, present, and decent, I think. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a delicious peach... flavored gin drink.
Okay.
Again.
Refreshing. Yes. Well, so we recorded an episode. We've explained this a few times, but some of those times are in the future. So we're going to be gone for a lot of weekends, both on first on your trip and then on mine. We're going to be gone separately. So we're recording a number of episodes in advance to be released while we're gone. And we just did one of those. So you were just explaining your...
Yes. Also, I drink peach gin a lot, so yes. It's probably been on another episode.
True.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Yes, we're ramping up to vacation time, which is great for a Disney travel podcast.
That makes sense. Actually traveling, yes.
And so I think we should probably do an episode about traveling.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Because we have two trips.
We do have two trips. we're traveling separate for the first time.
Ever.
Since we've known each other, yep. Almost.
Basically. It's true. We did a separate trip in 2008. That's it.
And we happened to meet up with each other.
And we did. We were during both 2008. At Disneyland.
at Disneyland, yes. Of course.
Of course. But yeah, so that is, in case you're wondering, more than 20 years. Of just doing everything together.
Well, it has not been 20 years since 2008 yet.
No, but I'm saying other than 2008, it's been 20 years.
just give me this. It's not been 20 years yet, okay?
Okie doke. So, what is your nerd thing this week, Brandon?
Oh, well, I started a new game this weekend, and it's pretty fun. You might like it. It's also kind of one of the games of the minute.
Okay.
It's called Pal World.
Pal World. That sounds happy and friendshipy.
Kind of. It's Pokemon Slaves the Simulator.
Oh, okay.
But you would probably like it. You go around in this nice little tropical island and capture pals, which are like Pokemon, and you put them to work in your base, and yeah,
you're not wrong. I probably would like that.
it's pretty fun. I'm nice. Not gonna lie. I would
nice.
I gotta figure out a way to play it with you. Actually,
yeah,
you
know, well,
I think you would like it when we have time.
Yes, needs more
which
time.
Which is
for that.
Never gonna happen.
Nope.
But anyway, yeah, Pal World. There
nice.
You go.
Very cool. I had teachers' convention recently. And I want to tell you about the coolest session I did. It wasn't super... Well, I mean, you can apply it to English and science and social. Even math, he explained how to do that. And I have his information. I'm going to host a session on another time. But it was fantasy world map making.
Map skills are very important. That's the most important thing that I have learned, other than maybe hand-eye coordination, from my lifetime of playing video games.
There we go.
Map skills. Mm.
But it was so cool to make these maps, and I did them with, a few of my coworkers, and some are very artistic, and some are not at all. I'm somewhere in the middle. And we all did, great maps, all very different. Super fun. But it was really cool. It was super nerdy as well.
Did you draw, a place you wanted to go visit, or...
So it could be anything. He had different prompts that you were picking one, right?
Right, okay.
And then he also had different pieces of inspiration.
You know what would have been smart?
What?
If you had all these prompts, and then you rolled, like, a d20 to pick which prompts.
That would be super fun. So, one of my, like, of the people who were taking with me, two of my coworkers who played D&D with us were part of it as well. And so, that was fun. And then he had different icons that are frequently used in these types of maps. And then you could freehand them, or you could use carbon paper, which I bet most people don't know how to use carbon paper.
I remember how to use carbon paper. That's the only way I could get a decent, like, tracing.
Oh, yeah. I had actually never used it before, or I maybe, like, in primary school or something. I did not have any recollection of using it, but if there were, like, 80-some people taking the session, and I think two people knew how to use it, other than the instructor.
Really?
Yeah.
I have used carbon paper before.
Yeah, no, it was not. There was definitely a little tutorial on that. So he had that, and then he had examples, and then he had fancy paper and pens and these different ways to... It was actually really cool how to, like, draw the maps themselves. And anyway,
cartography is an interesting skill, and then, like, having it be, like, a creative process where you're, like, doing it for fantasy. That I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was super fun. So it was really cool. And I was sitting with someone from my school division, and I don't remember the name I came up with, but we were trying to name all our maps, right? Like our...
As you should,
yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I'm having trouble thinking of, like, we're just kind of all chatting, and she was like, what's your favorite number? So I told her it's 18, and then she was like, okay, so you need it to start with or end with an A, and then the eighth... So, like, the first letter of the alphabet and the eighth letter of the alphabet, you need to start with one and end with the other one. And then she's like, what's your favorite letter? And so I told her my favorite letter. And I was like, I don't know if anyone's ever asked me that before.
No one's ever asked me what my...
What's your favorite letter? What? Off the top of your head. I do it off the top of my head. You got to do it, too.
M?
Nice. Yeah. I said L.
That's right in the middle.
Yeah, fair. I said L. They were side by side.
Yeah, that is funny. The letter is kind of weird. No one asks you what your favorite dinosaur is anymore.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Probably an ankylosaur. They're pretty cool. I do like a stegosaur a lot as well. I mean, they're also kind of similar. I guess I just like dinosaurs that swing their tail and make some pain with their tail. Yeah.
Do you know what my favorite dinosaurs are?
It's a Triceratops.
So I've... Yes, it's a Triceratops, but I have a second favorite dinosaur.
Okay.
It's a long neck.
Oh, no. No, we don't.
I just know how much that angers
it's
you.
So much. Anyway, moving on. Moving on.
Okay. News?
Yeah, I think there's some news to talk about.
Not a lot. We had a lot of news last week.
Yeah, we did. It was a big news week last week.
Let's head to see what's up now. Disney A News Update. Okay, so last episode we talked about how that Disneyland, they had announced After Dark Star Wars Night, and there was a lot more dates. Tickets are now, well, I don't know if they're still available when you're listening to this, but they are currently, I think there's still some available.
I punched it on the website, and it looked like there was some still available, and then I was like, I'm not in Anaheim during these days, and then I was very sad.
But you did that to yourself. You knew you weren't there.
I know, but I pushed the button, and it was in my cart, and I was like, oh, I can't go.
You put it in here, you went that far?
I wanted to see if they were still available. I don't know. I was just testing. I was just testing.
So as of, we're recording this Saturday night. As of Saturday night, there are still some tickets available.
That's because there is a lot more Star Wars nights than there ever has been before.
Oh, yes. More than double.
And I think that's cool. I think it's... They will be sold out, and I think Star Wars Night is very good.
I think so, too, and I want it to be very popular so they keep having lots so one day we can go.
One day.
So we've been talking before about all the construction going on at Disneyland.
Many constructions.
So much. The central column of Astro Orbiter has finally been repainted and reinstalled. It's been closed since, like, November. We're still a ways away from it opening, but it's definitely making progress for the first time in a while, like visible progress that you can see.
It is supposed to be open in the winter of 2024, which
is going
theoretically means, like, Before
March 20th.
Yes, mm-hmm. that is Thursday.
I remember
of spring,
hearing,
so.
I was like, okay, it'll be open when we're there, and like, I don't need to ride the Astro Orbiter every time or anything, but man, does it take away from that central hub energy.
Yeah, the Astro Orbiter as a ride is like kind of meh, but it's right where they've put it. It's mm-hmm. right at the entrance of Tomorrowland. If you have construction walls all around mm-hmm. that, it completely blows your flow.
Totally. Anaheim Ducks Day, happened at Disneyland.
There was two of them.
Yes, on the 22nd and 23rd.
So it was days,
yes. Yeah. So there, we talked before about like the merch and stuff that was going to be available. I still love the ears, by the way.
Their
hockey puck ears are so good.
They are adorbs.
They did a few different events and some merch and things like that. And yeah, sounds like a resounding success.
They really should bring in Emilio Estevez for these things.
They really should.
I
there's a duck puck derby, and there's lots of stuff that said like fly together.
Ducks
really
fly
like.
Together.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they had all these different events. They did at the animation building. We talked before they were going to have. The drawing was going to be duck focused, and yes, they did like Darkwing Duck and DuckTales and things like that.
Ooh,
exactly. Disneyland Resort has revealed more details on what will be happening during the next Disneyland After Dark event, and that is Disney Channel Night.
Speaking of DuckTales, they got to have some DuckTales involved in Disney Channel
Night.
Yeah,
I'm wondering because I think
it's probably going to be more focused on your Justin Bieber type. Level, but there's got to be DuckTales. I don't know.
Yeah, surely, right? I think that was why they opened it up so much. Like they had 80s night, they had 90s night, right? Like you do a Disney Channel, and that's very.
There's a pretty wide range of Disney Channel stuff.
Yeah. So it said, let your inner rock star out while you sing, dance, and laugh along with the stories and tunes that captured your heart and filled your TV screen with magic.
Okay, they're focusing definitely more on the High School Musical era.
So March 5th and March 7th from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Tickets are $139 a guest. And the same thing with the...
And that gets you in starting at like what?
6 p.m. I think. 6
p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the way till close.
Oh, and here's the details about music and entertainment. There is Descendants Musical Journey at the Rivers of America, and that is on the sailing ship Columbia. That's pretty cool. Descendance. They are dancers from the Isle of the Lost as they show off wicked moves. I'm guessing that must be the villains. We've never watched Descendants. Disney Channel Rocks. It says party at this rock concert style stage show that totally pumps up the volume to hit songs from popular Disney Channel programming.
Like High School Musical.
Oh, there's also a pep rally. There's both
like High School Musical.
There's both High School Musical and Zombies.
Oh, Zombies. I know Zombies well. Mm-hmm. I could join in. I could probably lead.
You probably could. You know it that well.
The pep rally. No, I don't want to.
There's the Camp Rock Karaoke and Disney Channel Trivia Challenge. That's going to be in the Golden Horseshoe.
Oh.
There's the Phineas and Ferb Party at Tomorrowland Terrace.
Sign me up for that.
Yes.
That sounded kind of sarcastic. No. I love Phineas and Ferb.
So there is some old stuff, but it's more the character experiences as opposed to the events. There's a fond farewell in the evening. They have a bunch of these characters coming up. But there's also one of the best things or one of the most interesting things that a lot of people who go to the After Dark is they have rare characters.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of these characters, but I did it when I was 6. Because
you're old.
You have Baloo, King Louie, and Don Carnage are going to be there. There's also Kim Possible. Lilo Stitch and the Experiments, Chip, Dale, and Monterey Jack.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Monterey Jack.
Yeah. So good.
I did enjoy me some Monterey Jack.
Darkwing Duck and Launchpad McQuack.
Mmm.
Goofy and Max.
Okay, so we do have our DuckTales and Rescue Rangers. So.
Rapunzel, Flynn Rider, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Scrooge McDuck, and then Mickey and Minnie, of course.
So... When you're dodging your High School Musicals, you can find you can find the good part of Disney Channel.
But we're all in this together.
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nah.
There's a lot of different foods and things like that, of course, as well, that are offered only for the evening. So yeah, that is my news.
Neato Dorito.
Right? Let's head to the main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah. Disney A grab bag. Okay, Brannon.
Okay.
So, while we're recording these in advance episodes, and we're also going to have a couple regular ones in as well, we thought we'd do an episode each. We are travel-focused, theoretically, talking about travel plans. So well, we each have a trip coming up.
That is the reason that we're recording some episodes in advance as well, so that
it makes, all works together.
It works perfectly, and we're a travel podcast, so... yeah, I'm going on vacation without you. Ha 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 ha.
I know, it's bizarre and...
It is kind of weird.
But we were both in favor, like, right away of making that work. So, to back up, we don't travel apart. No. Like,
why would
not,
we? I don't know.
Yeah, why would we? We don't really do, like... I know some people have, like, long-standing girl trip traditions with their, like, college besties. Well, you were my college bestie, so it's like
it's true. I was a very good college friendo for you.
Yep, yeah. Friendo.
Friendo.
Anyway, so we don't do anything like that, but also because of the nature of both of our jobs, I can only travel when, like, according to the school calendar, and we like to go at Easter, but when Easter goes through the first week of the month, you can't go. We knew that was coming up, and so a long time ago, when we realized that, you were talking about maybe doing traveling summer with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes cruising, and so you started talking about that. And then it was like, okay, well, you do that. And then over Easter, I'll go with my mom and sister. So it's kind of because of Easter and school calendar and all that stuff that it came up in the first place.
That is the reason. It's just our spring calendars do not work together very well.
And usually that just means we don't travel, but instead we're like, let's make this work, but in a different way.
Yeah. So I'm going kind of outside the box.
Yep. I'm excited to hear about it.
And I'm going East Coast.
Yes. Well, you said that when you guys were picking your plans and everything, you wanted to do something you wouldn't really be tempted to do with me right away.
Yes and no. The main focus of this trip was to do a very large cruise ship and hit the private island.
Right.
I wanted a Caribbean cruise with a private island, some cruise line that had a private island. And it just so happened that we settled on the second largest cruise ship in the world.
Literally
within months, the largest cruise ship just launched this spring, and this one was formerly the largest cruise ship, and it's not that much different. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's a technicality.
Technicality, basically.
Really, really big ship.
But this ship was sailing out of a Port Canaveral, which is very close to, and where you would fly in, is Orlando. And you know what's in Orlando?
What's in Orlando?
Well, Universal Studios, Florida.
Yep.
Also Disney World, but I'm not allowed to go there.
So the actual conversation that happened is your friend was like, oh, let's go early and go to Disney World. And you said, no, without telling me.
And nope, I was like, no, that's too expensive.
Yeah, and he's like, Disney World? He said, well, no, divorce from going.
Yeah, I would be in the doghouse of all doghouses if I went to Disney World without you now.
You didn't even ask. You didn't even, like, no. It wasn't even a conversation. But this works really well because you have been very excited to ride Velocicoaster.
Yeah, so I'm going to Universal Studios. We're going to be there. We're gonna try the original Universal Studios Florida. We're going to try Islands Adventure, and we're going to try Volcano Bay.
Yeah, nice. And I think it's good to do this before the new park opens.
Yeah, so I can kind of have an idea of what's going on.
Because
when Epic Universe is opened, that's going to take a lot of focus as well.
Totally.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Universal Studios has a lot of thrill rides, which I'm, of course, big on. So that's going to be our pre-cruise type of situation.
And they are celebrating Mardi Gras there while you're there.
Yeah, so...
Bit of a food festival thing.
So number one on my list when I go to Universal Studios, let's just start there.
Okay.
Like you said, it's Velocicoaster.
Yes.
But Mardi Gras is pretty cool. They have, it's basically kind of like a food festival as well. Yep. There's going to be a bunch of food. And then I would say probably Hagrid's coaster is number two on my attraction list. It's just, it's a big ride. It's a thrill ride, and the theming is pretty good. So
I also am very interested to hear what you think of Volcano Bay.
Volcano Bay does sound very interesting. It's supposed to be like one of the best water parks in the world.
Exactly. So I'm, everything I see about this, I'm just like, I want to go. So I'm excited to hear what you think about it.
The interesting thing about Volcano Bay is that absolutely everyone that goes gets their own waterproof magic band.
Yeah.
Like, that's your ticket for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of interactive stuff, but you never wait in line. You just tap your magic band, and then it tells you when to come back, and that's, it's all part of it.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I'm very interested to see.
Very exciting. But then after our pre-cruise, which that's almost a vacation in and of itself.
Totally.
Like, just wild. But I'm going on a 7-day cruise with Royal Caribbean.
Oh, okay. But just to back up, you are staying at a Universal Resort.
Yes. So 25 years ago, basically, I did go to Universal Studios. It's very different now. I stayed off property because there wasn't a Universal bubble,
right?
As you would call it. I stayed on property for Disney World.
Right.
Then it was a combo trip,
mm-hmm.
And I would never stay off property of Disney World.
Right.
And now I would probably say I would never stay off property of Universal either.
Just from, like, you weren't 100%. I'm going to stay on property, but you started doing the research and things, and was like, oh, why on earth wouldn't you?
The pricing and transportation wise, there's probably no reason to stay off property.
And everyone who stays at a Universal hotel has early admission.
Exactly.
Which you're not getting off property. So
that's
if you're a ride person, that's pretty much worth it right there.
That's why I would never do that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's the pre-cruise plan. It's going to be pretty fun.
Okay, now you can go to the cruise. Just, I did want to mention that.
Yeah, you kind of derailed the whole thing. Although, cruise ships aren't on rails, so
that's
fine.
That's true.
It's totally fine.
It's the wildest ride in the world. No, wait, you can't go on that.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed.
No, I'll go on that in the other part.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, a 7-day Royal Caribbean cruise. Mm-hmm. Again, on the second biggest ship in the world. So there's going to be probably about 6,000 passengers.
That's crazy.
Which is pretty wild. That's bigger than the town that I grew up in.
Me too.
And
by a lot.
Like double the town that you grew up in.
More, yeah.
So that's a lot of people. And we're going to three ports. One of which is the private island. It's called Perfect Day at Coco Cay.
Okay.
And there's lots of stuff to do on the private island. Basically, it's a beautiful Bahamas island. Like, you can go snorkeling and just enjoy the white sand beaches and have a nice little sand day, a beach day, whatever. Or
do some snorkeling.
Or you can pay more and go to the water park, which I'm not doing because it's really expensive. And then there's different sections. You can pay to go to the fancy rich people place. Or there's an adult-only island, and that's what we're doing. We're going to the adult-only section of the island, and that's going to be pretty cool because there's not going to be a bunch of kids running around and and ruining the beach or whatever. That's pretty cool. And then we're going to St. Thomas and St. Martin.
I'm a little jealous. I've never been to either, but they both look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I might come back with you another time. Anything that you're looking, like, any plans when you're on those two ports?
So St. Thomas is a famous, like, pirate port, and we're going to go see some historical stuff and see Blackbeard's Tower.
That's cool.
Probably the most famous pirate of them all.
Of course, yeah. Other than Captain Jack Sparrow.
Other than, you have heard of him.
Yes, it's true. Nicely done.
Yes, yeah, so that's going to be cool. And then St. Martin has a nice Disney
Oh, that's true.
Disney tie-in as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's open, but there is a museum on Saint Martin run by the Yoda guy.
Yeah.
And he is the puppeteer and special effects artist that did Yoda and a bunch of stuff for Star Wars. And he has this whole museum on Saint Martin.
Yeah, because he, like, retired to Saint Martin and was like, I got the stuff.
I got the stuff. He's got, like, original Star Wars props and mm-hmm. things like that. Super random, but also yeah. really cool.
We actually saw Ordinary Adventures stop there one time. Yes. And that was the first time we had seen or heard of it.
So if you search for Yoda Guy Saint Martin on YouTube, you can find a pretty cool walkthrough of it.
Your parents have been there.
And my parents have been there, and they said it's definitely worth the stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very exciting.
But the openings are random, and, like, it may or may not be open when you're there.
I think it probably will be, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The current plan, though, is for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other plans while you're on the ship?
Well, there's a ton of plans while mm-hmm. we're on the ship. That's
I'm just setting you up.
That's, I know. That's the main draw. It's a very big ship. There's lots to do on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a zip line. I'm going to go on the zip line. Mm-hmm. There's a rock climbing wall.
And you're going to go on the rock climbing
I'm
wall.
I'm going to go on the rock climbing wall. There's a flow rider, which is like your surf machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on the flow rider.
Right.
And I have actually booked lessons
mm-hmm.
because I'm almost 40. I have to learn how to play pickleball. I have pickleball lessons. I'm going to learn how to play pickleball.
You have to get really good in the next, like, what, 6 years? Or
I don't know. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
so there's that. There's a casino.
Mm-hmm.
There's an escape room sort of thing. Most Royal Caribbean ships actually have, like, a full themed escape room. This one, they didn't finish building it, so they have, like, escape room type puzzles. Kind of like in a boardroom or something. I don't know. It's free, mm-hmm. though, so
yeah.
whatever. There is a whole bunch of restaurants, and now, on a cruise ship, you usually have to pay more to go to the fancy restaurants,
mm-hmm.
or you go to the dining room, like...
Which is included.
The main dining room is included, and the buffet, the breakfast buffet is included. I've pointed you up for a meal package where you can go to all the fancy restaurants.
And you really, if you don't go to a certain one, I'm going to be mad.
Well, the most exciting one is the Alice in Wonderland themed restaurant. And I don't know if I'm probably going to have to go to the buffet after it because I don't know if you get super full eating all the weird stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like a gastronomy type.
Yeah, it's an experience, not necessarily a meal.
Yeah. But it seems really cool, and you have the Mad Hatter walking around, like, in character. Mm-hmm. It seems very Disney to me.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited about that, but you also got, like, a nice steak restaurant, and you got Johnny Rockets.
Yay, I love Johnny Rockets.
I'm probably going to go for lunch and have a milkshake or something.
You got it.
And things like mm-hmm. that. There's a lot of cool things. There's an oyster restaurant. I'm probably going to go to that. A sushi
like
restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that. I say an oyster restaurant, it's like a seafood restaurant, but I'm...
For you, it's the oysters.
it's the oyster restaurant for me. Yeah, there
like,
you go.
I'm kidding. is there anything else on the ship that you're, like, really looking forward to?
Well, there's a 10-story dry slide called The Abyss, and mm-hmm. it's themed after, like, an anglerfish. It,
mm-hmm.
It's like you're entering the anglerfish's mouth, and,
oh.
and you slide down on, like, a potato sack... type of situation.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I don't think it's, from what I've read, it's not actually that scary. It's all enclosed. I don't know. You don't really know what you're going on, but that's pretty cool.
I think it's crazy there's like a courtyard in the middle of the ship.
There is. So you can have balcony cabins
mm-hmm.
That face Central Park, and it's named after the park in New York, and it kind of looks like that because it's in the middle of the ship and there's actual trees.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I don't know. That's where the steakhouse is actually
cool.
as well.
Is
Central Park.
You guys planning
park.
On going there?
I think so. I mean, we have 7 days and
mm-hmm.
you probably do Alice in Wonderland and the steakhouse and the seafood restaurant. And so,
and then fill in the rest kind of thing.
Fill in the rest. I
nice. Yeah, you want to do the stuff that you...
paid a little bit more for.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then there's a lot of shows as well. The big one is it's kind of a Cirque du Soleil water themed thing that's at the back of the boat.
That sounds really cool.
They have a like a kind of little pool where they can do big deep diving and and the stage raises and lowers so they can do shallow water stuff as well. It's a whole water themed show. Again, like Cirque du Soleil style. There's a few other shows as well. You have an ice skating show because there's there's a full ice skating rink on board.
Because why not?
When the show's not going on, you can skate on it. You can rent skates.
You gonna do it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just borrow some skates and skate terribly. I am not a great skater, unfortunately, but...
then you can say you did it, right?
Bad, bad Canadian, not good at skating, but...
Good at skiing.
That, yeah, yeah, I can ski. I can ski. There's not a ski hill on the boat.
Weirdly enough. Everything else
next,
is there.
Next time. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then there's like a laser light burlesque show.
Weird, but cool.
Yeah, that seems pretty cool. And then there's like some comedy shows and like some singing shows and things like that. There's a full casino on board.
Nice.
We might do a Texas Hold'em poker tournament.
Oh, that'd be fun for you guys.
Yeah. So, stuff like that. I don't know.
You gonna play roulette?
Maybe. I know you like roulette.
Yeah.
You just came home and you were a big roulette winner.
I won $100 on roulette.
You won $80
on
roulette.
I won $80 on roulette.
You put in 20 and you came home with 100, so yeah, you won $80.
Girl math.
Okay. Anyway.
But yes, it was fun, and I played for like hours before I cashed out like that.
So yeah.
I like roulette.
Roulette can be fun.
I am bad at poker, but I know you really like it, so it would be kind of cool to do something like that.
I like poker. It's one of the better odds to play because you're not really playing against the house. Especially if it's a tournament. There's one buy-in. Someone's got to win, and you just have fun. So there you go. There's a whole bunch of trivias. There's some Disney trivia. There's some Star Wars trivia. There's some movie poster trivia.
Are you going to go do some trivias? You could win stuff.
If I'm sober enough, because I didn't mention that I'm also buying the drink package.
That's true.
And so if I'm sober enough, we'll see. Yeah. There is a raffle draw you can enter. Probably, I don't know how much the raffle costs, but it's for a Disney Thomas Kinkade.
Ooh.
That's worth like $12,000 or something.
What? Oh,
like an original like one. Yeah. Ooh. Like serious business.
But you're gonna, well, depending on how much it costs to enter.
Yeah, I don't know. I might enter a raffle. It'd be kind of fun to win.
Sure. Or to be like in the huge group stand.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's best of fun. Cool.
So there's a lot of things going on. I'm gonna have a lot of fun. I'm gonna miss you. Having you there though.
Oh, I miss being there too.
But
and it's gonna be extra hard because there's not reliable communication.
No, so the thing about Royal Caribbean is you have to pay for Wi-Fi. It's done by Starlink and it's very expensive. The last I checked it was $32 a day Canadian.
Don't do it.
And it's just not worth it. So the plan is most cruise ports have Wi-Fi in them. We only have two that are cruise ports. The other one's a private island, which would be on the same the same internet as your ship. So I will just send you messages when I'm in port.
Yep. And I will send you a bunch, and you'll just get them. You'll be, like, spammed with them as soon as you get to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But you'll have Wi-Fi when you're at Universal and, like, before you...
Oh, yeah.
Before you set sail and stuff. And, yeah, it's just... It's going to be a little weird. It's
going to be a little weird. It's going to be the least amount of contact we have with each other for a long time.
Ever.
Basically...
In, like, more than 20 years.
In more than 20 years. So... Yeah, so that's kind of what we're going to be up to.
Yeah, I am making plans to keep myself busy during that time.
Yeah.
But, like, work projects, and I'll be packing for my trip.
And video games.
And video games. There's a new Disney Dreamlight Valley update coming out this week, and I'm not going to get to play it for, like, quite a few days, so I'll be a little bit behind, so I'll be able to, like, play it a lot while you're gone.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Okay.
It'll be fun stuff.
So I'm very excited for this. What are you most sad about missing of all the things that I've talked about?
It's tough because the thing I'm most sad about missing is just like experiencing stuff with you, like in general.
Yeah, like, no, but like specific activities.
So like, I think, can I do two? Because I want,
yeah,
like,
no, I want to, okay. I want to hear
pre-cruise would probably Volcano Bay actually.
Volcano Bay does look pretty sweet, and I think you would enjoy that more than me being really excited about Velocicoaster, which you would just watch, because I don't think you can go on it.
I don't think I can do Velocicoaster, honestly. I honestly don't think I can. Because stuff like that, so thrill rides, there's like a medium thrill, or if it's like a family coaster level thrill, or junior coaster, something like that, I'm totally fine with. I have issues not being like, I'm aware you're actually secure in Velocicoaster. It's just a lap bar.
There is no shoulder straps on Velocicoaster.
But it's like, because it's all mental, I would need the shoulder straps to feel better about it. And I still don't know if I could handle it even with the shoulder straps. It isn't like freaking out and then really excited I did it for really, really intense stuff. It's freaking out and then like feeling sick. And then like worrying myself so much and then like having panic attacks. So it's not like, that's not fun. Now, that being said, at like Disney, I can do, say, Guardians, and that's like normal nervous excitement, and I'm excited to do it, but like, this is whole next level.
It is next level. Velocicoaster is very widely regarded in the coaster community. Like, mm-hmm. It's pretty new. Mm-hmm. It was only debuted 2022 or something like that. A lot of big coaster people, if you travel in coaster circles,
mm-hmm.
Think it's one of the best coasters in the world.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I've seen that. Like, a lot of coaster people are also a lot of theme park people.
Yeah.
Or frequently they overlap.
There's overlap, of course. Like, I mean, you don't go to coasters without going to some sort of park.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly.
But,
so
not necessarily,
I've seen.
Not necessarily theme parks, but mm-hmm. amusement parks.
Yes. So I'm just saying, I've heard that same kind of feedback. I have no interest in going on it.
No, I'm kind of sad that you don't like roller coasters as much mm-hmm. as I do, mm-hmm. but what can you do? Mm-hmm. I will go on them and enjoy it,
and
you
I
can
will
hold my stuff.
Yes, and I'll happily hold your stuff. When we did Knots, you did Surf's Up, I think it was called, Wave Rider?
Well, it's like the Wave Rider, okay. I don't know.
You lapped it a few times, and you just gave me your stuff, and you went to it, so you could ride it a few times at, well, the equivalent of rope drop, and I was very, very content.
Yeah. Wow.
I was especially content when it was, like, your second or third time, and the group of women near me were talking about the absolutely crazy guy who was hanging out. Hang time, that's what it's called.
Hang time.
And he was hanging, again, no lap bar, with his arms up, and they're like, who is that absolutely crazy person? I was like, oh, that was...
No, they're just a lap bar, and you...
Yes.
You hang your arms up in the air like you just don't care.
No, but they were all talking about that crazy guy who was doing
I
that.
Do stand out.
Yes, true. And then I looked, I was like, oh, yeah, that one's mine.
Yeah. I will be doing that on Velocicoaster.
I'm sure you will. So, but Volcano Bay, I, Universal in general, I'd like to go to. I wouldn't ride Velocicoaster, but, you know, I want to go drink a butterbeer, and I want to, like, the Mardi Gras and that kind of stuff, but Volcano Bay would be the most.
No, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Volcano Bay looks mm-hmm. very cool.
Yeah, so that would be of the pre-ride stuff. Of the ports, just the Caribbean ports that I haven't been to either of them, and which is great. I think it's awesome that you picked ones, not that you've been to a lot of the islands that cruise ships stop at or anything.
No, hardly any, actually.
But I'm glad that you're seeing places you haven't seen before.
I told my travel agent that I wanted to go to the private island and go to some saints. And so we're going to the private island, and we're going to St. Thomas, and we're going to St. Martin.
Perfect.
So,
I liked it. Like, yeah. So that's kind of cool. I think the excursions you guys are doing are great. Or the plans that you guys have are great anyway. And I'm kind of jealous that you get to do that. I think like we both like really like snorkeling.
I think there is going to be some decent snorkeling, hopefully.
Like on the private island maybe and stuff. So like that kind of stuff is cool. I'm very curious to hear what you think about the ship. We have never gone on a cruise. I get very motion sick, and I really want to do a Disney cruise, so we're going to do, like, a less expensive cruise, first of all, to see if I can handle it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of, like, precursor to even that.
Right. Well, so this ship is so big and pretty new that it's basically Disney cruise price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not cheap, but I wouldn't...
I
wouldn't take you on either of them first. You have to test yourself out on, like, a little bit of a cheaper cruise, maybe a little shorter cruise.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Exactly.
But what is the activity on the boat itself that you most wanted to do that you cannot?
So, probably the Alice in Wonderland restaurant, honestly.
Okay, no, that's a good pick.
Yeah, probably that, just because it looks so bizarre, and I don't know, I'm a pickier eater than you are, so, like, that part aside, it just, like, seems super cool.
It is very unique, and the thing about a cruise ship is you're never far away from any food.
Yeah, so like, if you don't like it, who cares?
If you don't like the food, you just, like, just enjoy the experience and order room service or go to the buffet or whatever.
So, I don't know, like, being on the cruise ship and just, like, that size and having, like, the Central Park area and stuff like that, I think that would be the coolest thing. But as far as experiences on there, or like, you know, watching a water show or something, like, on a cruise ship, like, the mind-boggling part of that.
Yeah.
But as far as specific experiences, the first time I heard about the Alice in Wonderland thing, I was just like, that is so cool.
Yeah, I am very excited to experience that and also have a second supper. Basically, I don't know.
Is there something you're most looking forward to about being on the ship?
Stupidly, I am very excited to learn how to play pickleball.
You have mentioned that a lot, yeah. No, it's cool. You're going on a cruise. You're almost 40, so you gotta learn.
I'm gonna learn how to play pickleball on the high seas.
Right? Like, that's just... I don't know. I think stuff like that's cool.
I don't know. And they have a bunch of stuff, activities and things, and they have adult dodgeball, and I think that'll be pretty pretty fun to play. Well... A little bit schnookered.
Are you going to come back with a tattoo?
No, there's not a tattoo parlor. There's not a tattoo parlor on this boat. That's
haircut?
That's Virgin. That's Virgin's Cruise Lines only have a tattoo parlor on. No, I'm not coming back with the tattoo.
Do you have anything else to add about your trip? It's getting close. Like, you're going to start packing. You have a pile started.
You're going to start packing.
Well, we are going to start packing. You have a pile started.
I will advise. I'm the foreman. Mm-hmm. You are the.
It's your trip.
Expert packer.
I am that, yes.
I've hired you. You're my consultant.
Mm-hmm. We have started a pile for you.
Yeah.
It'll be soon. Very soon.
Mm-hmm. So soon.
Do you have a countdown going?
I do. It will be...
from when this comes out?
15 days.
Okay.
So we're like half a month away.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
exciting.
Two weeks.
Yep. And Krista's busy for a lot of those 2 weeks, so that's going to be tough for the packing situation.
So is Brandon, but, you know, we're going to make it work.
Yep. And then, anyway. I'm going to miss you, though.
Yeah, I'll probably miss you, too. I don't know. I'm going to be pretty excited. You know I'll miss you. Don't make that face at me. But I will probably be pretty
that's
busy.
Fine,
and,
that's
like,
fine. No, I get it. I'm going to Disneyland without you. Like,
you're not gonna.
After you come
you're
back.
Not gonna miss me at all.
I actually really will, because I'll be like, oh, Brandon, I like doing this, and Brandon, I like doing that. And
I am a good Disney companion.
And you're gonna bring me presents.
I'm gonna bring you something.
Okay.
A little something, something, yeah, little from something, yeah. From the Caribbean.
From somewhere.
I
also think
Saint
doing
Martin.
The Yoda guy is, like, super cool.
Maybe I'll bring you a piece of Yoda or something. I don't know.
But it sounds very cool, and yeah, it's, like, getting close. You're gonna have to take pictures, and I'll post them for you.
Well, I'm gonna take a whole whack load of pictures, including ride photos from Universal. Mm-hmm. I did purchase the Universal Photo Pass.
Okay, so stay. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you definitely should, because as you take them, you'll send them to me and I'll put them up.
Unlimited digital downloads.
Perfect.
And I will be sending them to you.
Perfect.
And you can see my Velocicoaster arms.
And I will be living vicariously that way through you. Anything else to add?
No.
Other than that you're excited?
I'm very excited. Look, it's so close.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy because we've been planning for so long.
Yeah. And I don't know. I need a vacation, so this is going to be very good.
It is going to be good. And you're going to have a nice mix of active and relaxy.
And drinking.
Yeah, that's not a mix of that. That's just mostly what you're doing.
That's mostly drinking, yeah.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, Elmule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. It's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts as well as our email contact. You can find Disney A episodes on all podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do just whatever platform you're listening to. There'll be a stars or a rating or anything like that. Just go ahead and click that, and that would be awesome.
Woohoo!
Algorithms and all, you know. So next episode, you would think, hey, we're going to be talking about Krista's trip. We're actually going to take a break. Because we have
got to spread it out.
Yeah, we're going to spread it out a little bit. But it's going to be related. So we were talking once about if you're missing or planning or prepping for Disney, what are the best movies and shows to watch? That's going to be the topic.
The Goofy Movie.
I love The Goofy Movie.
I don't know. This is the thing that came to my mind to prepare.
That's such a good movie. So anyway, maybe I'll put up a poll or something like that as well, so you can join in with your thoughts, or message us with your thoughts about what is a good thing to watch to, like, get you in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Because I'll be watching stuff while Brandon's on his trip.
You gotta get in the mood.
Exactly.
Because you're not in the mood for Disneyland right now.
No, I am.
Oh, yeah.
But even more so.
Okay.
Maybe more as a distraction so you don't hyper-focus on...
Oh, yeah, okay, right? Okay.
So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A...
Like, oh, yeah.
But even more so.